Mike, you know, all we know is that that Bud Selig's taking this day by day. But I think we need to remember a couple things. Number one, I mean, we have that expression, time heals. There's no assurance that time is going to heal in this situation for some time. I think, if anything, as we hear all these individual stories of tragedy, things may only get worse for a couple of days. I would be shocked if we played before Friday, and at the earliest. Another thing I think we need to remember is that Bud Selig and President Bush are very close, and I think that you will see baseball take its cue at some point from the president. And I'm certain that Bud Selig and the president will confer about this very matter. I know that there is this sense in this sport that baseball can heal at some point at times like this. But determining what that point is, it is so difficult. I mean, this is a different sport than football, where it's not one day. There are a lot of things that Bud Selig has to balance here. Right now, things like Barry Bonds and the pennant races seem trivial. But what baseball ultimately decides here will have an impact on everyone's lives and everything that these men have put into this season for the last 6, 7, 8 months.
It seems that President Bush, while sports is very insignificant in this, when he talks of continuing on, it seems like one of the things he's going to talk about is sports and that
right.
It should continue on. Do you get that sense?
Well, we have to remember that this is a sports guy, and I think he's very aware of the role that sports, and particularly baseball, can play in returning life to whatever semblance of normal is possible at a time like this. And, you know, I either spoke or exchanged emails with a number of players yesterday. In fact, I just got one just a few minutes ago from Al Leiter, and I think that his sentiments are very much like a lot of players' sentiments, that, I mean, they're so sad and they're so respectful of what this time is in America, and they don't want to do anything that in any way people would find offensive. And yet, you know, these are competitive people. And, you know, one thing that Al Leiter said in his email is that baseball goes to the core of the American spirit, and we shouldn't let a horrendous terrorist act of cowardice freeze the nation from functioning, and that includes what we do.
Comparatively trivial issue of when they will play baseball again. And Jason, the question I have, let's say games are canceled through this week. Let's say they start playing over the weekend or even next Monday. A lot of these teams that are in pennant races, will these games get made up?
Well, Mike, they're considering three options right now. One is not making up these games at all, depending on how many are postponed. Another is extending the season. That becomes a logistical nightmare because of the postseason. And the third is, every series taking place right now, all 15 of them, these teams will meet again next week in the other city. And so it is possible to reschedule those games as doubleheaders in those cities, but then you have the question of whether that becomes fair from a standpoint of home field advantage. And so they haven't made up their minds on that yet. I think they've got to explore a lot of logistical questions before that question gets answered.
Jason, a lot of people have emailed us their personal opinions on this sports, when it should continue again. So forget what you do for ESPN. What's your personal opinion?
Well, Mike, you know, I was really struck yesterday by how fast all the things that we normally consider to be so important became so unimportant. And I know, waking up, I still feel that way today. I think as a human being and as a nation, we're going to feel that way for some time. After the earthquake in San Francisco, the baseball went day by day for 4 days, and then Faye Vincent decided to postpone it again for another 5 days. So that was 9 days for that earthquake. This is a national earthquake. I mean, right now, when they play again, is completely meaningless to me. You know, I just ache for everyone.